Being gifty, my calendar can be a chaotic place. 3 birthdays and my anniversary all in the next month. That's why I use Celebrations Passport from the 1-800-Flowers family of brands. Celebrations Passport gives me free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. Giving is easy with Celebrations Passport. Learn more at 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. Being gifty, my calendar can be a chaotic place. 3 birthdays and my anniversary all in the next month. That's why I use Celebrations Passport from the 1-800-Flowers family of brands. Celebrations Passport gives me free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. Giving is easy with Celebrations Passport. Learn more at 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/listen.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. And we got a whole lot to do, a whole lot to talk about cash. We'll get there momentarily. It's a busy night. This is hour number 2 of the show. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard and everybody listening across North America. So whether you're listening on your local affiliate, whether you're tuned in and locked in on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, SiriusXM channel 158, a smart speaker, I'm just glad, I'm thrilled that you're here. Here, where am I? I'm in Phoenix. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. Shout outs to everybody at Midwestern University. Had an amazing time talking about inclusive sports, inclusive health, just with my friends from Special Olympics. So another amazing stop on the media for the movement tour. Thank you all so much to Experian for also being a supporter of inclusion. Anybody who's down with inclusion is down with me. And so thank you to Experian and much love to Special Olympics. I can't wait to share with you some of the conversations that I had here in Phoenix today. And it's a lot of fun. I may have to share the interviews with you tomorrow, but it has been an amazing, amazing time. So thank you to everyone at Midwestern University. Thank you to Rebecca. Thank you to Karen. I appreciate everybody. That's not the only big thing that went down in Arizona today. Obviously, the entire world found out, everyone in the football world found out that it is official. Kyler Murray has a torn ACL in his knee. This is just a disaster scenario. We're going to talk about that momentarily. I want to get into Carmelo Anthony, explain why he's in the news. The Bucks smacked up the Warriors. The Warriors seemingly can't win the big one. They can't go on that extended stretch here just trying to stay at or above 500. Maybe the Warriors are tired. Maybe they're gassed. And we opened up the show by showing a whole lot of love to Mike Leach. Obviously, unfortunately, passing away due to a heart attack at the age of 61 years old, leaving behind a legacy that extends way past, you know, Air Raid. He left behind some amazing quotes. I love this quote so much. And Shep, is there something wrong with me for wanting to listen to Mike Leach talk about the player's fat little girlfriends? Is there something wrong with me?
Oh, there'd be something wrong if you didn't want to listen to that quote.
Well, damn it, let's hear it again.
As coaches, we failed to get through to him. As coaches, we failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends. Now, their fat little girlfriends have some obvious advantages. For one thing, their fat little girlfriends are telling them what they want to hear, which is how great you are and how easy it's going to be and how, you know, we had a whole bunch of people. Everybody wanted to win the football game, but nobody wanted to play the football game. Well, that defies every level of work ethic that exists with regard to football. And as coaches, we have to solve our failure on reaching them, and the players have to listen. And I'm willing to go to fairly amazing lengths to try to make that happen. I don't know if I'll be successful this week or not, but you know, I am going to try, and there will be some people inconvenienced. And if it happens to be their fat little girlfriends, too bad.
Yeah, that was more than a decade ago, 13, 14 years, as the Raiders lost to Texas A&M. I guess they were feeling themselves a little bit. They were listening to their fat little girlfriends. And so, yes, RIP to Mike Leach. You got to bring a little levity to the situation. Such a unexpected, tragic passing. This man left behind a long football legacy in regards to his offense, his style of offense, but also any time a microphone was in front of his mouth. It's wild. Also, right before we went to break, on a totally separate note, one of these reports, and reporters are crazy, they're wild. I saw a report come down the pipe and basically said the New York Mets are interested in Carlos Correa. It's just like, and then the report said, oh, there's smoke, but I don't know how much fire. And then why are you reporting it? Why are you saying something that doesn't have a little bit more substance? I don't think people are all that interested in what might be. I could sit here and make up reports if I wanted to and then kind of string people along. Like, what's the point unless you have something of substance? But I will say this. The New York Mets are just throwing money at everybody. Like, I want to be a New York Met right now. If Francisco Lindor gets money and Max Scherzer gets money and Verlander gets money, even Brandon Nimmo gets money. And now Carlos Correa, you're going to get this guy buckets of money too? For him to move over and play third base, why not? Everybody wants money from the New York Mets in their multi-billionaire times over Steve Cohen. Everybody wants his money except for Jacob DeGrom. He wanted to leave New York. He wanted to leave the Mets. And yeah, sure, not everybody wants to be in New York. Not everybody wants to live in New York. New York is not for everybody. And DeGrom, I guess he found his fill, or he probably found a better deal. The Texas Rangers gave Jacob DeGrom a 5-year contract, $185 million. I don't think the New York Mets were going to give this guy a 5-year deal. And so Jacob DeGrom went with security. Now, the hilarious thing is, why the hell is he sitting up there lying at the press conference talking about how the Texas Rangers presented him with an idea to go ahead and win? You just won 101 games with the Mets, and you basically didn't even play. If you want to listen to a world-class liar, you just listen to Mike Leach be absolutely hilarious, which he was every time in front of the microphone. I don't think Mike Leach told a lie in front of the mic. He was brutally honest. He's a liar, Jacob DeGrom.
Going through the process, you set up meetings with teams, and whenever I found out the Rangers were one of those teams, I was really excited. And then getting on a call with CY and Boach, you know, hearing the vision of what the Rangers want to do, and ultimately getting to meet Ray and the vision here and bringing a World Series here. That's the goal, winning a World Series, and these guys all had that same vision, and it lined up with what I wanted to do. So, you know, it was they showed a ton of interest right in the start, and the feelings were mutual, and just very happy to be here. The vision of building something special and winning for a long time, and you know, I want to play this game for a long time and want to win. And hearing that from CY and Boach, and you know, like I said, ultimately getting to meet Ray at the end, and everybody having that same vision, you know, everything lined up, and it's, you know, this is where I wanted to be.
Boachy just got there. Just say you wanted to take the check. Just say you felt you got more security with the Rangers. Don't sit in front of us and lie. The New York Mets are closer to a championship than the Rangers are. Damn. You know, one thing I respect about Anthony Davis, and by the way, Boston is taking on Los Angeles right now, and Los Angeles is losing 65-49. What a shock, right? Anthony Davis got his deal. I will never forget it. He said, yeah, I'd be stupid not to take the money based on my injury history. It came out of Anthony Davis's mouth. I wish we had more athletes who are a little bit more honest about, you know, what they're doing, but not all of them have the quote-unquote cojones. Not everybody can live up to the contract. Not everybody can live up to the deal. Not everybody can be honest. And that's unfortunate. Speaking of someone who got paid a lot of money, oh, my God. Last night I sat here on air and had to tell you about Kyler Murray. That in less than 24 hours we would find out about his knee and the status of it, whether or not it's a torn ACL. Well, it's been reported that it is. And we have no idea when Kyler Murray is going to return. We have no idea when he's going to be healthy. This is likely, who knows, to stretch into next season as well. And this sucks for the guy who was selected number one overall in 2019. Cliff Kingsbury basically put everything he got. He put all of his eggs into the Kyler Murray basket. And damn it, what is Cliff Kingsbury got out of it? I mean, he's a so-so coach. He's out here screwing up. And when I say so-so, yeah, he's good enough to have a start to the season. And he finishes up poorly. It's similar to his game plans. And so Kyler Murray now being out is disastrous. This situation for Kyler Murray is disastrous. He just signed an extension, 5 years, $230 million, 160 guaranteed. This man is supposed to be an Arizona Cardinal until he's 31 years old in 2028. This is $46 million per year. The Bidwells are going to have to pay this man to basically rehab. Especially depending on what things look like next year. Most players get paid during the course of the regular season. But this is bad. The Cards are bad. Cliff Kingsbury is bad. I don't know how the hell he got an extension. Kyler Murray's situation is bad with the injury. And everything surrounding Kyler has just had a little bit of stink around it. And it's unfortunate. I don't know what he has done to kind of, you know, boost the feelings around him. And it feels like nothing. The criticism around Kyler Murray comes from every single direction. Every direction. He's too small. He's not a leader. He's not committed. Do you remember when that clause came out about his contract? About how the Arizona Cardinals wanted to put a study clause into his deal to ensure that he actually got into his playbook? Never heard that in my life. It was such a negative distraction that they allegedly had to remove it. And then Kyler Murray had to come out and answer for it. Kyler Murray telling everybody that he felt disrespected, that people questioned his commitment to the game. Take a listen to this. Do you remember this?
I'm flattered. You know, I'm honestly flattered that y'all think that at my size I can go out there and not prepare for the game and not, not take it serious. It's disrespectful, I feel like, to my peers, to all the great athletes and great players that are in this league. And I don't do this often. I don't talk about myself, but today I feel like I have to. And so I'm going to list the accolades. You know, to go 43-0 in high school in Texas. Some are going to say, oh, it's high school. That's cool, but nobody else has done it. Go to college, win the Heisman, get drafted number one overall to the NFL, get drafted number nine overall to MLB. Again, no one's ever done it. Offensive Rookie of the Year, two-time Pro Bowler. And, you know, I'm not 6'7", 230. I don't throw the ball 85 yards. I'm already behind the eight ball, and I can't afford to take any shortcuts, no pun intended. I refuse to let my work ethic, my preparation be in question.
Well, it's been in question all season long. It's been in question all offseason long. The fact that he had to address it, that says enough. There has to be some type of truth in there. Why was there even a clause in his contract saying that he would work and study? You think Tom Brady got that? You think they proposed that to him with the Buccaneers? As goofy and nutty as Aaron Rodgers is, you think they presented that to him? there's so many jokes about Kyler Murray and how he's more into video games. He wants to play Call of Duty. He's committed to beating people in a virtual world than he is to beating them up on an NFL field. But if there's one thing, congratulations, Kyler Murray. You made the right choice. You got the deal done because now you're going to be rehabbing that ACL. This man is making $46 million per year. He was drafted by the Oakland Athletics, and we know the Oakland A's don't want to pay anybody anything. Their entire team's payroll from this past season was $48 million. Kyler Murray, one guy, 46. Oakland Athletics, who basically traded everybody, 48. Do the math. Kyler Murray made the right decision in that regard. We just have no idea what is going to happen next. Cliff Kingsbury, his head coach, someone who might be out of a job still at the end of the season, he talked about just what's next. He talked about the future for Kyler Murray and said that, yeah, he might even come back stronger next season.
That's just part of the challenge, I think. You know, both of us hurt enough this year to be highly motivated for the offseason, and I know he will be too. And those surgeries have been proven recently that guys are coming back and faster and stronger, and I know he's excited about that prospect.
To come back faster and strong to what? To you as head coach? To make the same stupid decisions in the second half? To have the same undisciplined football squad? Yeah, I'm sure Kyler Murray will be rushing back to play for Cliff Kingsbury. And sure, everybody's emotions get the best of him. I mean, we've seen Kyler Murray out there cussing this guy out. Yeah, Tom Brady does it all the time. Mac Jones is cussing people out. But when Kyler Murray does it to Cliff Kingsbury, I go, yeah, Kyler kind of does have a point here. What are you doing? And so the Cards, this season for Kyler Murray has been a disaster. Cliff Kingsbury's been a disaster. The offense hasn't been healthy. This has been bad for everybody all the way around. And Cliff Kingsbury, he even understands that. Like, this has been a crap year for the dude.
A difficult year, obviously, from the beginning with, you know, not doing much in training camp with the wrist and then COVID and then, having a tough stretch, you know, offensively not playing as well as we thought we could. And I really thought against the Chargers, our rhythm was a little bit better and was excited about this last, you know, five games. And so to not be able to kind of build off that was disappointing.
Arizona is 4-9. I thought the NFC West was supposed to be competitive. I mean, San Francisco was just, they are beating up on everybody. And they've gone through three quarterbacks already. Seattle is now trying to hang on with a surprising Geno Smith. Los Angeles Rams, just a dead Super Bowl team walking. And this has been a crap year for Arizona. There is not a thing to hope for the rest of this season. And to not have a clear idea on when Kyler Murray comes back for next year, that's an extra punch. I don't know if the Cards are the most disappointing team in the league this year. I don't know if they're the biggest disaster. Houston was still rebuilding. They got one win. Good for them. They'll end up with a quarterback. Hopefully someone they can grow with. Think about some other disasters. Every year is a disaster for Las Vegas. Can't say the Lions are a disaster. They've been able to turn things around. Green Bay at 5-8. Okay, maybe Aaron Rodgers needs the ayahuasca, and the Chicago Bears already having been eliminated from the playoffs. Carolina Panthers are still showing some life. They can't be the biggest disappointment. I guess it'd have to be Denver. Denver has to be the biggest disaster here this NFL season. Russell Wilson goes down to a concussion this year. The offense can't score more than 15 points a game. It has disaster written all over it. Can't be the defending Super Bowl champs. They're injured everywhere. Maybe it's the Chargers with all of their injuries, and despite that, they're still in the playoff hunt. Last night was bad for Arizona. You have no idea where the future is or what it looks like or who's coming back, who's returning. You have no idea. And the franchise quarterback who you're paying $230 million, he's going to be rehabbing. And so it's bad for the Cards. I think in the long run, the Cards might be worse off than the Broncos. But the Broncos this season have to be the most disappointing NFL team. More so than the Bucs, and I'd say, yeah, even more so right now than Arizona or the Rams. All the best to Kyler Murray and his recovery from his torn ACL. Well, whatever he comes back to is probably not going to be pretty. It might not even be Cliff Kingsbury. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. I got a simple question. Who has been the most disappointing team in the NFL this year? What team is just in the absolute worst position? I think it has to be the Broncos. They're basically handing over a draft pick to Seattle. And Seattle has come off smelling like roses right now. The Broncos are the biggest disappointment. Cardinals are right there. I'm going to take your calls. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And then I want to tell you about another little guy in the NFL, except for this one is returning. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, every time I get into an Uber, I always turn the Uber drivers onto your show. We talk about sports. Tell them how awesome you are.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, thank you. And shout outs to all the Uber drivers out there. Imagine what happens when I get into the Uber. And people go, wait a minute. I listen to you. I go, yeah, that's me. Thank you so much. And then I got to give him a tip because then I can't run around. Oh, this guy, JR, got in the back of my car and a guy doesn't even tip. Can't have that on my resume. 855-212-4CBS. Someone who should have no problem tipping anybody. It's Kyler Murray. $230 million. Just went down with an ACL injury. God knows how long he'll be out. Maybe the beginning of next year. Maybe he'll be ready to go. No point in speculating. This much we know. This year has been an absolute disaster. DeAndre Hopkins with the PEDs. You got Marquise Brown, and then he's hurt. Cliff Kingsbury, some of his coaching decisions. J.J. Watt is still a serviceable football player. And by the time Arizona is healthy, J.J. Watt's going to be like, man, I'm going home. I don't have time for this. And so Arizona is a disappointment again. And there are so many question marks that will go unanswered about their future. Let's be real. If Kyler Murray can't start next season, are they going to run out Colt McCoy? Hell no. Colt McCoy better go sell insurance, be on television or hold a clipboard or something. This is not the move. And so they're a disaster. Are they the biggest? I don't think so. I think that award goes to Russell Wilson and the Denver Broncos, who cannot score 15 points a game. Yeah, I know what they did against the Chiefs. That was an outlier. And also, who are basically handing over their draft pick to Seattle. Seattle made out like a bandit. They don't got to deal with Russell Wilson and his phoniness, and they get a draft pick. Yeah, Denver is just losers in every regard. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you didn't hear, Cole Beasley is coming back into the NFL. Cole Beasley is deciding to continue his career where he really played, I'd say, not Dallas, but in Buffalo. This man played two games with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and decided to quit because he wasn't going to get the ball. Well, now he's back after telling everyone the same damn thing Tom Brady did, that it was time for him to stay home with his family and his kids and his wife. I guess that only lasts but so long. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan.
Good evening, JR, Mr. Positive. Hey, great question. I got to tell you, for me, it's Tom Brady, the biggest athlete on the world's biggest stage, professional football. Because of the ups and downs and the peccadilloes that he's had to deal with his wife and possibly relationships that have what's been going on, it has to be him. But there's a lot of other teams, like you've alluded to. You know, you could throw Green Bay, your Denver, like you said. But for me, because Brady is the biggest star in football, even though, you know, you got my Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, but because he's recognized as the GOAT, they're always going to look to him and go, wow, he's so up and down and all the things that he's had to traverse okay. in his season.
Tom Brady is the biggest loser for this season.
I would have to say so because of what he's done, what he's accomplished. And, yeah, I mean, he still has that ability to win games. But because of, you know, he comes back 47 seconds and then he loses 35-7, you know, he's got to be like, whoa, what's going on here?
Okay, well, I think everything he's saying probably has more expletives than that, but we definitely know Tom Brady is that man is out there cussing up a storm. I know he goes to sleep at night and counts his money and doesn't worry about a thing, but he's like, man, this sucks. He's a human being. Tom Brady is a human. You don't think this man is sitting around going, I came back for this crap? I would. Tom Brady's not from outer space. He's a human. 855-212-4CBS. Hey, I'll be in Oregon tomorrow. Let's talk to Ryan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi there. I'm gonna lean towards the Raiders a little bit, and I know they're averaging more than the 15 points a game than the Cardinals are, but they have been in position to have double the wins that they have right now. So, as a fan, as a player. All the improvements they made, bringing in Devontae Adams, their new mastermind offensive coach in McDaniels, investing in the defense, and then, again, just emphasizing being ahead and in a lot of games and then just pissing them away, that's got to be maddening on many levels.
It is, but it's like telling me the Raiders are a disappointment. It's like telling me that water is wet.
True. No, I felt like they were in position to finally take a step forward. And I'm not a Raiders fan by any means. I'm, like I said, I'm in Oregon. I don't have a home team. And I think that allows me to appreciate the game a little more and see it from other angles and not be locked in on one team. But, oh, yeah, Darren Waller been holding out on a contract and then getting injured. They just on paper, should have made that next step. And I didn't see it happen.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. I'm gonna be up in Portland this week.
Nice.
Do I need to come
area.
To Eugene? What's in Eugene, man? What's down there?
Only good food and good drink. And University of Oregon campus is pretty impressive.
Okay. All right. That doesn't sound too enticing. I think I can get that in a lot of places.
Oh, no, it is. It's so much more than that. Sorry, I'm homegrown here, born and raised.
Okay.
But it's central to just about anything you want. If Eugene doesn't have it, but I mean, you got Portland Trailblazers up there in Portland, so if you're going there, I'd go hit up a game.
All right, yeah, maybe Damian Lillard will hit another 11 threes. Hey, thank you, Ryan. Appreciate you, man.
Take care.
No doubt about it. Let's go to Pittsburgh. I like Pittsburgh too. I feel like every city is good for drinking. Pittsburgh is damn good for drinking. Don't ask me how I know. Scott is here from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I love the show, brother. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Listen, man, here's my issue. Denver is obviously the biggest disappointment, but what about the Steelers paying the most money on the defense, and they stink? And I wanted to get your opinion. what goes on in the press box when they ask questions? Because if I'm in the press box asking Tomlin, nobody knows who the third-string quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens is. Everyone knows they're going to run three plays every down. Everyone in the stadium knows, and then they can't stop the run. Why won't they ask him the hard questions?
You're asking. I'm not a part of the press corps in Pittsburgh. You're gonna have to ask them individually. You got Twitter, Scott?
Yeah, I do.
Well, nicely do it. Don't be one of them jerk asses on Twitter just hitting people up. Ask them politely. You might get blocked, but go ahead and ask them. I don't know.
I mean, they're afraid to ask Tom on anything.
Are they
going to get kicked out of the press room? I don't know.
I can't speak to that. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Mike Tomlin is I think there's a respect factor there. And this is a great that you may not want to hear it. This is a part of being a good coach. And how about this? This is how the sauce is made. This is how you're actually a great speaker. When you know how to control a room, you know how to control emotions, and you know how to, quote unquote, just lead the circus per se. Or lead the orchestra or lead the band. And Mike Tomlin is great at that. So I don't think that says anything less from the media. I think that's actually a plus to Mike Tomlin and his communication skills. And it doesn't just stop in the press room. It also translates over to his players who, from all things that you hear and see, Mike Tomlin's folks want to run through the wall for this guy. And I don't think there's that many head coaches where people feel that way.
What are your thoughts? Does he need to go?
Oh, hell no. No, I think – did you hear what I said? No, I don't think so. When you have half of the job, most of the job, I don't care. Think about it. Not even in the NFL. Think about people who are in a position of power that walk into a room and have zero respect. From the get-go, everything is doomed. They've had success, and not just because Ben Roethlisberger was there and Bill Cowher left him some keys. He's been able to have sustainable success because he's a leader. You know, you don't have to love the X's and the O's. The Steelers are a respected and reputable organization because they're not a clown show. They're not ready to just hit the eject button to bring in another bozo. And I think that's something you actually have to appreciate. Hey, Scott, look
what
at
about
the Lance.
He's never had a coaching tier.
Yeah, well, yeah, I understand that. But I'm saying this to you. Look across the NFL. Look at some of these jackass teams that people are talking about. You want to know what you should be happy about as a Steelers fan? I actually like the Steelers. Actually, a couple of the guys who played on the Steelers, I'm cool with. Hines Ward, Willie Colon. I've had great conversations with Franco. He ain't my friend, but he's been a joy. It's easy to root for the Steelers. They're upstanding organization. Sometimes you don't know what you got till it's gone. I'll leave it there. Thank you, Scott, for calling from Pittsburgh. I got to hit the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about disappointing teams. The Steelers are in a rebuild. They're not in the category of, I don't know, the Broncos. Let's cut them some slack.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to just thank you for all you do for the nation. I've been very analytical, and just looking at you, I can only say one thing. When you say, you know, I don't disagree with what you're saying, I think that's the biggest compliment that you give to people, and your marketing edge is that you're doing it on the radio, which is like the telephone versus, you know, being in front of the camera, and you know your stuff, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You know what? This is an excellent opportunity to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are their mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Who is it? This man had three sacks in a win over the Cardinals yesterday. I'm talking about Josh Uche. Colt McCoy got sacked 6 times. Congratulations to Josh Uche. Shout-outs to Michigan, defensive player of the week. We've been talking about some disaster teams. And there's always fans who don't know how good they have it. Everybody goes through a down year. Nobody is just winning a championship in any sport. Yankee fans are not happy that they haven't won a championship since 2009. We have a segment of Steelers fans who are ready to, you know, run Mike Tomlin out the door. Bye. It's like, let's slow down. Things could be worse. Alex Ovechkin scored his 800th goal. 2 goals shy of passing Gordie Howe for second all time. Okay, good.
Sounds excited.
I'm not excited at all.
I could tell.
I'm not. I need Wayne Gretzky to be the top goal scorer forever. Alex Ovechkin, what is he? At this rate, he's going to be, what, 2 years away? Maybe 2.5?
Yeah, that record's going down.
No. That record, I mean, it even bothers me just a little bit. Maybe I care less about that one. That Kareem, his record is going to go?
Yep.
LeBron, did you hear the exchange LeBron had with a fan recently?
Yeah, you heard that too. There was a Milwaukee game, and they asked him, "Are you going to cry and tear up?" And he goes, "I'll cry and tear up if I win another title, not if I break Kareem's scoring record." Good for him.
Yeah, people talk about how LeBron isn't worried about championships and titles anymore. He's living the LA life. He's officially a billionaire, and you know what does he care about basketball? Man, you got to care to go through this. Let me tell you something. It is not easy to be this committed, to play basketball like that, to be hurt, to be injured and come back. We can say it's about the money. Of course it is. But there's a matter of commitment. LeBron James don't need no damn money. It's legacy, and a part of that legacy is championships. People don't see the behind the scenes. People don't see the training and the recovery. And I know it's an odd scene when you see a multimillionaire sitting in the Four Seasons, but these guys are sitting in wraps, and there's so much equipment. They go through a lot. It is not an easy life, but I digress. Yeah, congratulations to Ovechkin whenever he does it, hopefully never in a couple of years. And then we'll see LeBron probably pass Kareem, I'd say, in maybe, what, 2-3 more months, so. Time is flying. Oh, the NBA also changed the name of the awards. MVP award is now named after Michael Jordan. We'll get into that. Sometimes it's a matter of tradition, but I don't think it's that important. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. We got a bunch of people on the line talking about the most disappointing team in the NFL right now. I'm leaning heavily. Towards the Broncos. Rob is calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I think, Mr. J, I think the sorriest team is the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers, he don't look like Aaron anymore. I don't know what happened to Aaron Rodgers. Maybe. I think he lost his toy, Devontae.
Well, hell yeah. $50 million in ayahuasca will do that to you. And then you got to throw the ball to Christian Watson, who in the first game didn't want to catch it. Yeah, it's a little tough.
But, I mean, would you agree, though, it's kind of hard to build around the team and the quarterback taking all the pie? You know what I mean?
Not necessarily. I know people talk about that all the time, but I'm not ready to just say, oh, the quarterback taking all the money. Aaron Rodgers, in his case, I think the answer is yes. This man he doesn't know if he's coming, if he's going, if he wants to be paid, if his feelings are hurt. You never know what's going on. You never know.
I think he's too emotional.
you think Aaron Rodgers too emotional? He just sat around and talked about how ayahuasca helped save his life. We'll share that with you, Rob, okay?
All right, I appreciate it, man. You have a good one, sir.
You as well. Thank you, Rob, for calling from Charlotte. Hey, Shep, we got some news on Carlos Correa. What's the deal with this guy?
The deal with this, JR, is it's according to your boy, not John Heyman, Jeff Passan. Carlos Correa finds himself San Francisco bound. That will soften the blow for not getting Judge for 13 years, $350 million.
Wow. Wait a second. He's making less. Okay, I guess that's a reasonable deal if you want to look at per year. I don't know how Carlos Correa is going to last 13 years from now. He's a solid all-star, but I don't think he excels ridiculously in any one particular area besides defending himself from cheating. And how about this? We sat here an hour ago, and I read a report that said that the New York Mets are interested, but where there's smoke, you don't know how much fire. These reporters are just saying any and anything. And now Carlos Correa can go play on a team and get his money. It's not Aaron Judge. If you're a Giants fan, you got to be disappointed in this, right? I hope that Carlos Correa, maybe he has a little bit of an attitude adjustment. Nice guy, but not the easiest dude to actually like. 855-212-4CBS. John is here from Detroit. What's up, John?
Hey, JR. What's going on?
I'm good, man. You're live. Go ahead, quickly.
What's happening? Let's talk about those Detroit Lions. What do you think about that? Come on, man. They beat Minnesota handily.
As a disappointing team in the NFL right now, that's what we're talking about.
Well, disappointing teams would be the Denver Broncos. I mean, come on. You got John Elway at the helm. I mean, you would think that team would have, you know, all their baskets, all their eggs in the basket and ready to roll. I mean, I don't understand how that team goes sideways when you got John Elway at the helm.
That's inaccurate. John Elway basically told them, I'm out of here. I ain't dealing with this no more. So, no, that's wrong. Maybe the only thing that could save them right now is John Elway. But I would agree with you. The Broncos are disastrous. I don't know where the hell he's been. We're talking about disaster teams. I guess it comes by nature just to say the Lions. No, Lions actually playing good ball right now. We can't put them in the disaster category. I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs, but that'd be a hell of a story if they did. I know what I need. I need more Dan Campbell press conferences. That's it. I need to hear this guy talk at every chance and opportunity. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Carlos Correa getting a big money. $350 million over 13 years to sign with the San Francisco Giants. I'm going to take more of your calls. We got a lot to do here on CBS Sports Radio.
Tis the season for giving. And what's better than giving more to everyone you love? With Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, I can enjoy unlimited free shipping on everything, from flowers to gourmet gifts across their entire family of brands, which means sharing more with the special people in my life, now and all throughout the year. Shop 1-800-Flowers.com/listen and share holiday joy today. Being gifty, my calendar can be a chaotic place. 3 birthdays and my anniversary all in the next month. That's why I use Celebrations Passport from the 1-800-Flowers family of brands. Celebrations Passport gives me free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. Giving is easy with Celebrations Passport. Learn more at 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. The holiday season is in full swing. As you plan time with family and friends, there might be someone you can't be with, but who's close to your heart. Show them how much you're thinking of them with one-of-a-kind flowers and gifts from 1-800-Flowers.com. From blooms and bites to festive decor and party essentials, 1-800-Flowers.com has everything you need to express and connect for the holidays, birthdays, or every day. Shop 1-800-Flowers.com/listen today.